Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the March 13th regular meeting of the Integrated Waste Management Authority. So with that, if we'll all please rise for the national anthem, excuse me, for the Pledge of Allegiance, and Mr. Hammond, would you lead us, please? Thank you for that. So with that, roll call, please.
Debbie Arnold.
I'm here.
Sheila Blake. Charles Barbeau.
Here.
Lynn Compton.
I'm here.
Jeff Heller.
Here.
Bruce Gibson.
Here.
Aaron Gomez.
Here.
John Hammond.
Here.
Adam Hill.
Here.
John Pichon. Keith Storton.
Here.
Vice President Enns.
Here.
President Lee.
I am here as well. Thank you. So we do have a quorum. So we'll go ahead and proceed next into public comment. So, and this is where any member of the public may address the board for a matter not to exceed, or a matter not on this agenda, for not to exceed 3 minutes. Is there anyone that wants to come forward and speak? I do have one speaker slip, but it didn't have an item, so maybe it's under public comment. So Luke Dannon.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for your time. My name is Luke Dunn. I live in San Luis Obispo, a citizen. I'm here representing a group that we are calling ourselves Planet People. Planet People is a new group that's based out of L.A. and Orange County. We are a waste insight group, basically that offers auditing services and waste assessment and whatnot. We have worked, myself along with a lot of other associates, have worked with Mariposa Eco Consulting, which offers all levels of waste audits, commercial, residential, manufacturing, industrial, but more specifically the Planet People Waste Insights. If you're curious, you can actually find some information on our website, planetpeoplewaste.com. To first be able to make effective policy decisions or program design changes that maximize source reduction, recycling, and landfill diversion rates with municipalities and businesses, we first must determine the composition of that waste. There, to the best of my knowledge, there is nothing in this area that actually addresses the composition of the waste. Basically, with the time left, I kind of want to just, like, in summary, we're not working to compete with environmental consulting agencies already. We're more of a subcontracted firm that does field work to actually get more accurate numbers on the composition of that waste. So like I said, this is a group that we're started in Orange County and LA, but I'm the representative of this area with potential of just facilitating this way, this sort of transition that we all have to kind of make going into the future, mainly addressing the AB 1826, which is gonna be enforced in January 1st for all families or organizations that generate more than 4 cubic yards of organic waste. Maybe I'll just say, with the little time I have left, it's an easy way to basically approach some of these waste assessments and audits for businesses and proprietors. But again, just to emphasize that we would ideally be working as a subcontracted group to try and work with these environmental consulting agencies. So if anyone's interested, you can look at the website, and perhaps we can just build or nurture that relationship in the coming years, hopefully sooner than later. I'll relinquish the rest of my time. Thank you so much for the opportunity to share with you guys.
Thank you, Mr. Dunn. And if you do have any information that you wanted to share with the board, feel free to give it to our general manager, yes, Mike Giancola, and he can distribute that as well.
I see. Yes. Don't have waste reduction. Encouraging you guys to look on the website, you know, to practice what we preach, you know. Anyway, thank you.
Very good point. Thank you very much. So with that, this is public comments. Is there anyone else want to come forward and speak under public comment? Thank you. So, Mr. Goodrow, so if you want to come forward. Good. Anastasia Nicole, if you want to come forward, please.
Yes.
Hi, since I missed the previous public comment, I might just be repeating everything the last person said, but my name is Anastasia Nicole, and I am a resident of SLO, and I really appreciate the work the IWMA does because I'm passionate about zero waste, and your outreach is amazing, and the people I've been in contact with at the IWMA have been very helpful. And with the opening of the Hitachi Zosen Compact anaerobic digester, I was really excited to think, oh, okay, great, we're going to be doing producing energy and compost here in SLO, and everybody can compost. But that's not happening. For those of us who live in multifamily, we don't have access to it. I live in a condo, but when I was at a recent event where I was speaking to people about climate action, four out of four people who lived in multifamily did not have access to compost collection. So my request to you, with the power and the money in your budget and a new director coming on board, is that you prioritize compost collection, particularly among multifamily, and that you direct the new hire to work collaboratively with the cities and the county of SLO and the state agencies to ensure that all residents of SLO County have access to compost collection. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you for those comments. So, Mr. Goodrow, did you want to speak now?
Yeah.
On it looks like on recycling. Very good.
Good afternoon, directors. I'm Brad Goodrow, North County Recycling, Mid-State Solid Waste. I just wanted to stop by and put forward, I'd like to have you discuss, if you would possibly, about rolling back that 2% recycling or IWMA fee that we all have on our bills. From what I can see, you have a substantial sum in the bank, and you're collecting $3 a ton, if I'm not mistaken, at the landfill, plus 2% for integrated waste management fee on every commercial and roll-off account, and at least 35 cents on each home monthly. And I'd like to have you look at discontinuing those fees and either leaving the $3 where it is or raising that $3 fee at the landfill. I've always had a problem with this 2% fee because not everybody in the county is paying that fee. There are haulers and people that take waste to the landfills on their own that use the services of the IWMA, but they're not being charged that fee. So I believe that's not fair to the people that are paying it. So it would be nice to discontinue that fee, and then if you need to at a later date, you can always increase the fee at the landfill and the tipping fee. Because the higher the tipping fee is at the landfill, the more that we can recycle as recyclers under North County Recycling or wherever. I just wanted to put that forward and let you think about it. Thank you.
Thank you for those comments. So is there anyone else who wants to speak under public comment today? Okay. Seeing no one else come forward, I will go ahead and close public comment and bring it back. Excuse me, do you want to let folks know, if you take a look at our agenda today, we do have a kind of a unique style of our agenda where we're going to proceed into closed session next, then we'll come back out of closed session, have our open session agenda items, and then go back into closed session. So we're all going to stay here and have that conversation. But we are going to proceed into our first of two closed sessions. So, Mr. Minery, if you would announce the closed session, then I'll take public comment on that closed session.
Of course. The board will adjourn to closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9D4. This is discussion with legal counsel regarding initiation of litigation. There's one matter to be discussed.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for that. And so is there anyone who wants to speak on this item before we go into closed session? Seeing none, I will go ahead and close that item. And we are going to adjourn into closed session, which means we will need to clear the room for the time. And we will be turning off microphones and recording devices as well. And then when we do return back into open session, we will ask you to join us once again. Thank you. apparently they are ready when we are.
The report out of closed session is no reportable action.
Very good. Thank you for that report. With that, we're going to go into our regularly scheduled agenda, and that'll start with our manager's report.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. I'm not going to spend a lot of time going through these bullets in a package in the interest of time. I will just point out one thing. There is on the last bullet up there, the IWMA contractual obligations forensic IT update. So just quickly to kind of remind your board, we employed the services of an individual to do forensic auditing on the computers, which is different than our forensic auditor. And as part of that effort, when we originally got the scope, there were nine hard drives identified. Originally there were seven, but there was a total of nine, and it would be under $10,000. So President Lee signed, in his authority, signed that engagement letter. I got a claim or letter from the forensic auditor that's higher than that amount, probably $17,000-$18,000. I'm working with them, but I want to point it out, let you know that that's out there, because there was actually, the effort was 11 drives. Once they got into these computers, it turned out there was more information. We still needed to do this work. I would have just come to your board, and so giving you a heads up that this is going to be coming, and then I will share with you what the final number is once I work through it. And I'm going to negotiate it down, because he had some responsibility to let us know where we were in the process. And so, but the work effort was there. So
anyway. So just to clarify that, if you're not unable to negotiate it down below $10,000, the augmented contract will be coming to this board for consideration.
Correct.
Okay. Anything else on the manager's report?
I do not have any questions. If anybody has anything of the material.
Any questions to my right? Any questions to my left? And Charles.
Just one, Mike. The annual audit update, when will the regular annual audit be complete?
We've been advised the annual auditor that they're going to, that they've gotten most of the work done, that they're just holding off for the issuance of the forensic audit report.
So if the release of that other report is delayed, though, or takes longer than expected, will that continue to hold up the release of the annual audit?
I can't answer that. I'll go back at them again, but I can't answer it for now.
Thank you.
So seeing no other questions, I will go ahead and open this up to the public, see if there's anyone wants to speak on this item. Seeing no one come forward, I'll go ahead and close that and bring it back to our consent calendar. So it looks like we have 5 items on the consent calendar. So does anyone have any questions on the consent calendar or need to take anything off for either questions or consideration?
I do on one item, on item 11. I'd like to make a correction.
Okay. Go ahead. And
on that particular day, it was our special meeting, IWMA meeting on February 1st. I was present, but was not listed in the minutes.
Okay. If we could show that as a correction. Any other corrections or notes? I will go ahead and open this up to the public, see if there's anyone wants to speak on anything on the consent calendar. Seeing no one come forward, I'll go ahead and bring it back for discussion and or motion.
Move staff's recommendation as amended.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Are these all voice votes?
Yes.
Voice vote to all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. So that takes us into our business items today, where we will start with the discussion of a concept of staffing MOU with San Luis Obispo County. Mr. Giancola.
Yes, I just wanted to present for the board two options going forward. As quickly as background, just to let you know, I was moving forward. Well, we had a recruitment for a manager, as you know, and also as part of that process, I was moving forward and meeting with individual county departments in the areas of IT, human resources, auditor, controller, and had some phone conversations with purchasing in the effort of obtaining a service agreement of which we currently have with the auditor controller. And I was going to bring those to this board for your consideration and ultimately either approval, rejection, or modification. So that's kind of what I refer up here to as option one. And I think that's important to lay the groundwork. And option two up on here is this concept that I was asked by your board to look at, which would be kind of a situation where the County Public Works Department would staff the IWMA. And report up to the county public works as part of a memorandum of agreement or memorandum of understanding. So those are the two options I'm going to speak about real quick. You can see in your packet there's kind of two visual presentations. One on the left is what we have, which is the existing board, the manager, and so on. The one on the right, the key point to make there would be that there's a county public works department. There's a directional area arrow that has IWMA board, and then there's an arrow that goes down to the solid waste manager. So in meeting with the county, their criteria was that the county would be hiring and firing their manager, that they would propose somebody. They had 11 or 12 people to propose, but at the end of the day, they would be responsible for hiring and firing and that manager reporting up through public works. So that concept on the right is that, is so that you, what you would have is you would not have a manager that the board would hire. You would have authority over your budget and you would continue to meet. Put simply, the option two, which is the public works concept of an MOA, is where the county would have, basically you would have a staffing, you would pay for the purchase of staffing, which is different than option one, which I spoke about, which are service agreements. That's really it in a nutshell. Now you do have a joint powers authority. There's language in that joint powers authority, and if you see the document, this one right here at the top, it says it has to go through legal. So if you so choose to move forward and the concept of an MOA or MOU with the county, we would have to build in provisions for the board, for input for the board with respect to the direction, both strategic direction, input into the public works manager's evaluation, how it is you would or would not be able to replace them, and those kinds of things. And I've been told, and Jeff can speak to this, that it looks like if you went down this path, you would have to do an amendment to the JPA, or you could do an amendment to the JPA. All members would have to vote unanimous in going forward, if that's correct, and if you want to add anything.
Yes, that's correct, and I'll credit Director Gomez, who initially identified this as an issue. Your joint powers agreement provides for your board engaging, either employing or contracting with a manager who would become the chief administrator of the authority, and also identifies that that would be done in an open and competitive process. Certainly, public works choosing and determining who the manager of the authority would be certainly doesn't meet that criteria. And it also does contemplate, although it's the JPA is not crystal clear on it, it is clear that the JPA contemplates that the manager would report to and be directed by your board. And in this case, Wade Horton has made clear that he cannot have your board directing any of his particular employees, so the county would want to be in control of that. So an amendment of the JPA would require unanimous consent of all member agencies, so that is something for your board to discuss.
Very good.
That's pretty much it for me.
Okay. So with that in mind, I'll start with questions to my left.
Thank you, Mr. Lee. Mike, since you've been obviously involved in this in a much, much deeper way than we have, I mean, do you have a recommendation about which avenue would make the most sense to pursue? I mean, really, some of it has to do with, which I think we've already decided, what, you know, how can we get some efficiency and maybe even avoid some of the issues that have come up.
So yes, I think you know, if you have all your member agencies that believe that this is the best method to go forward, I would say that yes, you should go forward. It would afford you the most protection with respect to the public with fiscal and administrative controls. However, I can get that also the other way. When I have service agreements with county HR, when I have service agreements with IT, I will have those protections also. But you're not going to have the same level of efficiency because you're going to have, you know, the office will be run separate as an entity, and therefore you will have to always have three people in that office because you need to have those that proper oversight.
And so based on your experience now, how long have you been with us? 6 months?
I've been here since August 28th, 2018.
Okay. So, I mean, is your sense that that needs to, that the system that's in place need, I mean, I understand there's some sensitivities with the JPA and the cities, though ultimately efficiency seems, particularly cost efficiency and service efficiency should be paramount. I know it's pushing you a little bit to make a stronger recommendation. I'm just curious.
I understand your question, sir, totally. And I will tell you that there's always two pieces to this. There is a staff, me being staff, and my background as being CEO, I would always recommend the most protections with respect to fiscal and administrative controls. That doesn't necessarily mean that those are always appropriate with respect to all the city's particular involvement or their perceived involvement. Sometimes it can be that. I understand cities or any other entities' trepidation, if you would, because, you know, they don't want to get into place, and these are my words, kind of a watered-down situation, or they feel they don't have the same input or control. You have to recognize that at times. And so, and that's why I tell you that I can get to where we need to be. It won't be, in my opinion, the most efficient, and nor would it be affording what I believe the ironclad fiscal administrative controls. But it'll be the gold standard versus maybe the platinum. It'll be good.
With the county option being the platinum.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Other questions to my left? Looks like Mr.
Yes.
Hammond.
Okay. Yeah, that was my question. Kind of the fact that, you know, we've run the agency pretty lean, and therefore the end user, the taxpayer, basically at the bottom at this whole thing. And did you come up with any figures, cost analysis, in other words, what it would take to go to the county line design? Or that's going to be very, very important to me. I mean, I was going to bring up the fact about, you know, the tipping fees and how our reserves are getting so large. Maybe we can start reducing, you know, the agency's cost, let alone something like this. So I would think it's just going to double, and I don't even have an idea what it would cost to have government actually take it. That's going to be real huge, Mike, to get my, you know, thought going here on this.
I don't have specific numbers, and kind of don't really want to put them out there because I know every time I put them out there, then they become.
Yeah, that's wrong.
There's a number. And I'm not, sometimes I do that and it kind of bites me. However, I'll say this, you know, we, going forward, regardless of what happens, this agency is going to pay more money with respect to fiscal and administrative control.
It will be more. Yeah, because we have benefits and retirement, all that kind of stuff now, but as opposed to that, we didn't before, I believe.
That's correct, because you're going to have a cost. You're going to get cost applied. And you're going to get cost applied even if we have a service agreement or Public Works does it, either way.
Yeah.
And they have a rate, and they have a burdened rate. Their overhead is included. So either way, when I bring the service agreements forward, it's going to be more than what you're spending because you don't have right now in this authority, in my opinion, the proper level of fiscal or administrative control.
So I think essentially with this item, you're looking for direction, whether we should even go down this road and pursue it further. Is that kind of what we're thinking?
And ultimately, I think that's where we're going to get to. We're just at questions at the moment, and then I'll open it up to the public. So yes, but I think ultimately that's ultimately where we're going to get to with questions. So 1 second, let's continue to my left.
Yeah, well, and that was one of my questions, so thank you. But my big question here is what would be the role of the board, of the IDMA board, if you have a deputy county public works person who, as you stated, works for the county and cannot take direct direction from an outside board? What would be the role of the board as far as that
purported
manager?
With respect to the budget, you have the budget, you have the funding, you have the board meeting. What you lose control over is the direction to the actual manager. Specific direction. But if you look at my chart up there, it's kind of dotted line. Dotted line or matrix management is very difficult for organizations. It's difficult for a manager. It's all the person doing the job. And it's also difficult for the supervisor because you're serving kind of two masters. But at the same time, I believe, again, this goes back to my experience, reasonable people can figure that stuff out, and they do figure out how it is they're supposed to support the board and get into implementing board policies and board directions. Otherwise, this board would go to that public works director, and if the MOU had language in there, or MOA, had language in there that said, look, you know, if we have a resolution, some mechanism, some language that says we want to replace this individual, well, that person's going to know that, and they're going to react accordingly.
I guess my question is more what kind of policy would the board, IWMA board, even be involved in under this arrangement?
And perhaps before Mike responds to that, I think one of the discussion points here this afternoon is depending upon which way we go, there's going to be a lot of unknowns. And so I don't think we're going to make a decision this afternoon except for maybe to get more information or that. So unless we go down a different direction. So there's a lot of unknowns that are going to need to get meat put on the bones.
Okay, I'd like to ask this question, though, just as food for thought. I mean, normally I'd be skeptical of anything that centralizes under the county because I'd be concerned about cities losing whatever input they have. But this kind of pushes me to think in the other direction of efficient, lean, efficient government, and that is, under this arrangement, why even have an IWMA? And what would be the implication of not having an IWMA? Because I think, as you and I have discussed past, there are counties that do not have IWMAs. So I'd like that to at least be a, I don't know if that's a question you could partially address now or just something as food for thought if you were to come back to us later.
Sure. Okay. In my previous life, I served as staff to a 14-person advisory commission that was not like a JP. And there was more meat and potatoes with the commission. And it was how they configured it. The cities had input, county had input, and the public had input. So there are ways to do it. So I'm familiar with an advisory commission, and now I'm familiar with a JPA.
I would just say, thank you, Mr. Chairman, that if we go with that option, it amounts to the IWMA hiring the county as an entity rather than an individual to be the managing agency. That would be under contract where the expectations could be spelled out as to how we do it. The JPA, I would assume, retains all its other authorities, which include, for instance, the ability to make ordinance that applies countywide and all the other things we do. It seems to me, and I'm not going to lobby strongly one way or another.
Exactly.
So I just, in terms of framing the discussion, though, it would seem that this JPA retains authorities that it needs to properly represent all jurisdictions.
Any other questions to my right? Looks like you had questions, so we'll start.
Yeah.
We'll start.
I guess it's for Mr. Minery. So there's actually multiple amendments that we're going to have to make to the JPA based on if we were to go with option two because of how the various items are spelled out, and reiterating that it would take a unanimous decision for any amendment or for us to get rid of the JPA or get rid of the IWMA entirely.
That is correct. To amend the JPA, there would be multiple areas of multiple changes because we'd want to clarify the IWMA board's role and how it would interact with this new public works department.
Okay. Thanks.
Mine is a clarification question. All of the policy decisions that we make today, we would still be able to do those kinds of policy decisions, budget decisions, and then the same kind of grant opportunities that we've engaged in. In other words, I think that has been the biggest beneficiary of this board is that all cities and the county are involved and in making countywide policy decisions that include the cities, and then being able to come up with these grant opportunities countywide that are related to waste management. All those things would remain correct under the county's scenario if we were managed under county public works.
The way I would view it is that the county would simply be the implementation arm of this authority. As far as how that would impact or implicate grants, I don't see that it would.
Well, I guess I'm asking, grants could still be obtained and similar to what we do now under this authority, and it would just be implemented by this county staff rather than...
Yes, I think that that is the intent.
Okay, thank you.
So we'll continue to my right.
So I'm wondering, just in your experience, how many boards or counties, I guess, do it this way versus another way? Is that common to take it under Public Works? And I just saw our CAO come in, so maybe he might want to address at least the discussions that you guys have had with him and how he foresees that playing out if it came under the county.
Second part, I'd leave that to him. The first part is that it's configured many ways. Typically, those solid waste departments are either separate or they are under a county, in a county model, or they're part of Public Works. That's typically how it's done. You generally would form a JPA or authority if you were typically operating larger facilities. Things like Santa Barbara Solid Waste Authority is an example. They operate a MRF, they operate a landfill, you know, a take-back store, that kind of thing. So it's all over the place.
Okay. And so you really are not giving us any opinion on efficiencies one way or another, though you're saying it can make it work in terms of communication between the cities and the county, and we need a higher level of scrutiny, I guess you would say, and we can get it with either of these models.
We can get it either way with these models. I do believe that the county one, I was asked specifically the question, and I believe if I put my old CEO hat on, the most efficient way to do this would be through Public Works, because they have the resources, they have the policies, they have the infrastructure in place for the fiscal and administrative controls.
Could I ask Wade Horton as our CEO?
If we could, actually, let's ask the board questions, and I'll have Mr. Horton be our first speaker under public comment. So any other questions to my
right? I have one as well. Under option two, you have certainly under county control and your personnel overseeing that portion. Under option one, based on your experience and knowledge of the position, does that change the duties of the manager to a lesser extent? And does it change salary or benefits as a result of those changes? And does that change the dynamics of our move going forward looking for a new manager?
Yes, it would. Option one is you're in the process. You've suspended your hiring decision on my replacement. So if you choose option one, you're going forward with that path. So it's basically what you have. You go to option two, that is different because they already have someone at Public Works, and you would pay a portion of their salary that would be cost applied through a journal voucher. It's basically once a year a cost would come over, and you would pay that. That's no different than kind of what we do with the audit controller. And again, that will be no different than what we would do that Mr. Horton has graciously agreed to with service agreements, like I said, with option one.
Under option one, then, is there a difference of work expectations for the manager that you do now that would be absorbed through those four functions that are on the graph?
I don't know if I understand that question.
I think what I'm saying is that is there a reduction of work as the result of adding those components? Do you take care of some of those components right now?
Well, in action, in the first one, the first option.
Under option one.
Yes, I'm reviewing invoices. I'm putting in policy procedure. I'm doing HR. I'm a lot of those kinds of things that you would. So, yeah, but I would. I need that help anyway. I'm going to go get it. Okay. So I can't really give you that, I think, what you're looking for, which is a clear delineation.
Okay. That's fine. Thank you.
Okay, so we'll come back to Mr. Evans.
Very shortly. I'm having trouble with the option number two, the one on the right, simply because in my mind, the only thing wrong with that picture is the IWMA board shouldn't even be there. Once you have reduced the board to advisory only, which is what's represented on this sheet, the board has absolutely no authority. And at that point in my mind, I don't know why you'd meet.
So does that become a question or?
No, I'm just going to make
a motion.
um, And Mr. Horton has, I think, announced that you don't direct my employees, so that clearly cuts off one of those lines. And if we have to change the JPA on a unanimous vote, that's never going to happen.
Any other questions for staff before we proceed into our public comment? So with that, I'll open up to the public comment, invite Mr. Horton to be the first to speak, if you would, please.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair. Wade Horton, County CAO. I'm here to address any questions that you may have.
So with that, I'll ask for questions. Well, let's limit the commentary if we could, because it's ultimately going to come back to us after public comment. But whatever questions we can provide, we can ask of Mr. Horton, that would be great.
I'm going to repeat my question. So the vision of the county, us, this board or this IWMA coming under County Public Works, this board would remain fully engaged in policy-making decisions and ordinances and all the things we've done in the past. All that power would stay with this board, correct?
That's the intent.
This board would be making all the decisions on the budgets.
Yes.
And also directing our manager and staff, as has been done all the years I've sat on this board. I guess we're not directing so much as we're approving, but grant applications, opportunities, new programs, the manager would bring those or we would discuss them. I don't see what would really change in the day-to-day duties of this board. We're still the policy-making board.
I would say it's similar to other special districts that we staff, such as Zone 3, where we take direction from an elected board or appointed board that directs staff, then we go and carry out their direction. The Zone 3 board still falls under County Public Works, and one of the advantages you have with County Public Works is there's an economy of scale. As you mentioned, option two, you would, under County Public Works, under option one, you're still would considering outsourcing to IT, HR, the auditor controller at purchasing. That would also come with option two because that's one of the things that we do with a number of special districts.
And then lastly, when we talk about efficiencies, the county, number one, would have agreements in place, but we could always, at the appropriate times, back out of those agreements. We have used the county auditor controller for the last little while for some of our bookkeeping and so forth. Anyway, we are struggling with what I think has been a huge lack of oversight, and it's created a lot of problems. That all that kind of responsibility that we're dealing with now, would all the bookkeeping, et cetera, and the auditing would fall under the county's umbrella under option number two, correct?
Yes, it would.
Okay.
Those checks and balances
just clarification.
Would fall under the county.
Very good. Other questions to my right? Looks like Ms. Compton.
So Debbie asked the main one that I had. Our responsibility really doesn't change. It's more the administrative type responsibilities. And so it sounds like you're saying there's an economy of scale. My question is, and I guess you can speak for Colt there, are we taking anything away from our Public Works Department if we were to take this on? I mean, do they have the staff and everything? I don't want to lose the focus that they have on constituent issues that we're dealing with anyway.
We would anticipate needing to add three additional positions in order to accommodate the request. The request of this board is for the county to take on this work. So that would not take away from the existing mission of Public Works.
You believe you could do it less expensively than is currently being done? Have you looked at the numbers?
We have. We think we can do it less expensively because, again, there's an economy of scale.
How much less? Can I have like a roundabout figure?
I don't have that off the top of my head. Mike and I talked about it. I think it's less than $100,000 less, but it is less.
Thank you.
Any other questions to my right? I saw movements. Okay.
Would that be three positions for either option?
No, that would only be three positions if for option number, let's see, number two.
Okay. And then would one require any additional
microphone,
please?
Keith, turn your microphone on, please.
Oh, sorry.
You know, I don't recall if we would add any positions for option number one. What we would do, if your board decided to move forward with option number one, Mike and I would have a series of discussions to ferret out the details, and we would come back to this board with and report back.
Thank you.
Mr. Gomez.
Was there any discussion under option two as far as the implementation of the strategic plan that we had discussed prior to this? How that would play out, because I'm wondering if you're basing your numbers on how it's running currently or with the future realities of where recycling at is waste diversion and kind of the state mandates that are coming down the line.
In my discussions with Mike, we didn't get into the specifics of how we move forward operationally. What we looked at was what the nature of the work, how many positions that would take in order to accomplish that and accomplish the mission of the IWMA. And then if your board decided that this is a direction that you want to move forward with, then we would sit down and come up with that comprehensive work plan and on how it would be executed.
Yeah, I just want us to be very careful of speculation on numbers when people are throwing that out. We're asking for something that we don't have any clue of based on the future because we don't have a strategic plan for this organization. So that's the basis of the question.
So, Mr. Hammond.
Yeah, Wade, that's my whole idea here, too. Again, and ultimately, it's the ratepayers that are taxpayers that have to fund this. And keeping it separate, like we have done, like for APCD, separate from the county, I'd be very, very interested in seeing, you know, the cost analysis on transferring, you know, the situation here, because that's bottom line. You know, I'm ready to entertain it, but I want to make sure that, you know, it's basically efficient with basically who's paying the bills, and that's who we, you know, our tipping fees and all. So. You've answered some of the questions that I already asked, so I don't have any further. But that's really the bottom line, is what this is really going to cost to their taxpayers at the bottom. So, thank you.
Great. Thank you very much. Unless you have anything else you'd like to add.
No, thank you for your time.
Great. Thank you. So with that, I'll go ahead and open this up to other members of the public. If anyone wants to come forward and speak, please come forward now. Seeing no one else come forward, I'll go ahead and close that to the public and bring it back to the board for deliberation and discussion. So we'll start with Mr. Gomez, or Mr. Enns, either. We'll start to my right.
Okay, I just want to point out that the IWMA is independent of the county at this time. There are 17 other agencies involved in this, plus the county, and the county's just then one of 18. And what we're looking at here on option number two is the county will still be one of 18, but someone who works in the county under the direction of the county will be the manager. And in my mind, that clarifies what option number two looks like. Thank you.
Okay. Other comments to my right?
Yeah, I mean, so I'll make it somewhat easy in the sense of I will not support option two. Under what the JPA was founded on, you look at 3.1, the authority shall be the public entity separate from each of the members. And I think that was done in a very purposeful way when you create a JPA, especially one with this many members, and you already have five Board of Supervisors sitting on this. They already have a large force. I think putting this under the county takes away from the transparency of this organization and what it was set up for. I would be very skeptical that the cities would be able to maintain the same voice as they do as an independent if it was under the county completely. I'm all for option one as far as really creating greater efficiencies, but I will not support a completely under the county public works.
Yeah. Other discussion?
Yeah, and I'll have to respectfully disagree with my colleagues. What we've just gone through these last few years, I'm amazed that I've sat on this board for 6 years and paid attention and read the agendas and tracked it all, and still we had these problems. I think we would not have had any of that happen in had we had this separate structure where we had the county working or staffing this board. As Wade Horton said, we have a lot of other governmental entities that take advantage. They still come up with policy, they still budget, but they're staffed entirely by the county workforce. In scenario one, we're contracting a lot of our responsibility out to the county, but in scenario two, I think there's more continuity and economy of scale, and I really think that for this body, option two would be the way to go.
Other comments to my left, to my right?
I agree, option two. I feel like I've come to these IWMA meetings and I've been fed information, not since you've been on board, Mike, but in prior times and meetings, where you didn't even know what questions to ask because the agenda was so scant. And I feel like I'm sitting on this board and I have the least knowledge of any board that I sit on this board, because we just haven't been provided with that information. And I think there are checks and balances with the county that stuff would not have happened like has happened here in the past. So I share Aaron's concern that the cities don't want to lose a say and a stake and a voice at the table. And I guess I would believe we could design a system that wouldn't happen, because I don't blame him for being concerned and not wanting to, you know, lose any stake. So provided that could happen and you could assure the cities that that could happen, I would be in favor of option two.
Any other comments to my right?
Okay. I can't support option two. I'm in favor of option one for the obvious reasons, and that is that I believe it gives us more independence, and the fact that we had a problem in the past doesn't mean that we're going to have problems in the future. And I will vote for option one.
And I, too, agree with option one. I do kind of feel like there is an independence of each agency that's represented here, and I appreciate that separation. I do feel like there's a bit of the city is getting swallowed up in option number two. Like Supervisor Compton said, if there was something that was brought forward that gave us some comfort that we would be addressing things as individual entities and having that responsibility. But when I read the staff report and it says accepting our input, it makes it sound advisory, and I think we lose the teeth of what we're expecting to accomplish as each of our own cities and entities. So I'm in favor of one, not two.
Comments to my left? So.
Either way, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think either option could work fine, but given my position in the county, I'm going to defer to the collective feelings of my city and special district colleagues. I think both options have their pluses and minuses, and be happy to work hard to make either one work.
Any other comments to my left? So, Mr. Hammer.
Yeah, again, I'm definitely for option one to stay as is, but I mean, I'm open to understanding the other proposal, at least for discussion purposes only, I think, at this point. I think the bottom line, again, I said, is that, you know, anytime we get the government involved, this cost is going to go way up for the taxpayer at this point. And if we can handle it, that has, with some good help that I think we can find here, and keep the agency as it's currently designed, I think that would be my druthers. As far as this issue right here, if we're asking staff to bring back something further discussion with hard numbers on exactly what it's going to be, I'd be happy to entertain that too. So at this point.
Mr. Heller.
Yes, I'd like to support option one as well. I think with the interim manager, I have confidence that we can put together an organization that will protect it and prevent future problems like the ones we've had more recently. Thank you.
Well, you can see how this breaks down between the cities and the county, but I share, especially as articulated by Member Gomez, the concern about losing the independence and losing our stake. But I am open to the discussion about number two, because I wonder how important that, frankly, that stake is to my city, and if it would be more efficient and more effective to operate under County Public Works. I would ask him to come back and address what it is that we as cities are so adamant about that we feel we need to have a say in. As I said before, I'm inherently skeptical anytime we centralize something under the county, that the cities are losing their voice and losing their control, regardless of the good wishes of everybody. But on the other hand, I think we have to ask ourselves, what voice is it we're trying to preserve for ourselves as the cities? and how necessary is it? If we could have one less body in the county, maybe that's worth considering. So.
Very good. So with that, I'll go ahead and weigh in as well. And with full disclosure that I'm here representing the city of Grover Beach, but I actually am a county employee by day. So with that being said, the approach that we've have laid out in front of us here has two options, one of which is a checks and balances through service agreements, which is option number one, but maintaining the integrity of the individuality or the entity as IWMA. And I'm supportive of that option, but I am also supportive, as some members did say, of pursuing option number two if there is an approach that can be laid out as to what the efficiencies would be, what the benefits would be, what the pros and cons ultimately would be. But I also do see that as a long discussion, because each of the cities would have to have that. The special districts board would have to have that discussion in order to change the joint powers authority. So hearing a consensus towards counties versus cities, maybe a recommendation that we can bring forward and provide direction to staff would be to proceed with option number one in order to put in place the service agreements that are needed by the organization to provide those checks and balances that perhaps needed to be flushed out further, and then provide direction to a potential permanent general manager to proceed with a strategic plan, which then also looks at pros and cons of potentially bringing this under the county and what that long-term plan would be for creating changes to the joint powers authority. So that's kind of the approach that I can see happening this evening or this afternoon. So at least that way the organization continues to function and improves its function towards what we're ultimately hoping that it gets towards. So with that,
may I ask you a question on that proposal? So then, in theory, when we go to hire a new manager, we're going to tell that new manager this is a temporary position, possibly, and you basically are going to put together a plan where it may be your demise if that decision happens.
So, which is why you will notice that on today's calendar agenda, so we had a closed session at the beginning, and we're going to have a closed session at the end. So I think that is a valid point of discussion as we potentially continue towards the hiring of a general manager. Yes. So, but again, that provides us time to have that discussion, or we just say, nope, we're going to go with option number one, and realizing that option number two could be a future discussion a year from now, 2 years from now, when that next person retires, potentially. So, Mr. Minnery.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to be clear that this is agendized as a discussion item. Right. There's no vote necessary. I think that the current approach that you've been operating under is identified as what you're calling option one. I guess the direction to staff really would be, is it worth your manager bringing back a more fleshed out option two?
And before that, though, so the service agreements are not currently in place with the county. I just want to make sure that everybody's aware of that. We have a service agreement with the auditor. So, but this option number one would direct staff to bring back the service agreements or direct the executive committee to enter into those service agreements on behalf of the organization with HR, with purchasing, with IT, and continue with the auditor. So that would be kind of that discussion. So any consensus to my left or to the right on direction?
Well, I think what you said, because we don't currently have those service contracts in place, I'd like to see you bring back those.
And despite, you know, my comments regarding option two, it's pretty clear to me that, you know, the cities are in favor of option one.
Yep. Okay. So do you feel you have clear direction? So the direction at this point would be to proceed with option number one, so which would, but then bring back the service agreements to this full board. Or do you want it at the executive committee level for the service agreements with the four entities listed under number one? That would be the kind of the question for the board, is to delegating that authority to the executive committee.
That's okay. What you're for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Less work for us.
There you go. So very good. So so that would be the direction that I'm hearing, is that we proceed with option number one with the executive committee reviewing and authorizing the entering into the service agreements with those four county entities, and then we'll have further discussion with regards to the general manager in closed session at that point.
Very good.
Yep. Any... Agreed. Very good. Then, was that the direction you're looking for? Yeah. Very good. Then, what's that?
You're taped
anyway. Okay. Very good. Then we will close that. We will close that item and bring us back to our business items, which is item number 13, which is a resolution to create a statewide commission on recycling markets. Mr. John Cola.
Thank you. In your package, you'll see a resolution that Jeff Henry prepared. I got this request from.
Microphone, please.
Sorry. In your packet, you'll see a resolution prepared by Jeff Minnery. I got this request from Board Member Gibson, and it makes a lot of sense. This is happening statewide with a lot of different entities. What it basically is saying is we have a big problem with respect to recycling. Mr. Governor, please help us appoint a state commission and with some experts in an effort to help resolve the situation. And that's basically a letter of support with a number of cities and counties, many, many which have already sent the letter.
Weird. Any questions to my right? Questions to my left? I will go ahead and open this item up to the public to see if anyone has comments on this item. Anyone want to come forward? Seeing no one come forward, I'll go ahead and close that and bring it back to the board for action.
Move staff's recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. We'll do this one under roll call. Roll call, please.
Debbie Arnold.
Yes.
Sheila Blake.
Yes.
Charles Borbo.
Yes.
Lynn Compton.
Yes.
Jeff Heller.
Yes.
Robert Enns?
Yes.
Aaron Gomez?
Yes.
Adam Hill? Keith Storton?
Yes.
Jeff Lee?
Yes.
John Hammond?
Yes.
Bruce Gibson?
Yes.
And it looks like that motion carries, so very good on that item is resolved. We'll get to item number 14, which is a resolution to consider monthly regular IWMA meetings for the year of 2019. So, Mr. John Cola.
Yes, sir. Thank you. This item is on here in an effort to, we've got a number of activities that are going to happen fairly soon, and we need regularly scheduled board meetings to accomplish them. And so put forth for your board to consider these additional monthly meetings. I think it was April. I don't have it in front of me here. Thank you. April, June. Let's see. We have a even numbers. Thank you. And so, and at least until the point we figure out that we don't need to have those meetings, and then we can scale them back. And I can bring back a resolution again to change it if so warranted.
Are there questions to my right? Questions to my left? Mr. Enns.
This has one a month, and did you just say every other month?
They're already pretty much every other month.
Okay, so we're going to go to...
Sorry, bi-monthly, thank you.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify that.
Thank you, and so we're adding in, I think we're adding in four, if I remember. I think there's four we're actually adding.
We're just adding the office.
The others stay the same, that you approved back in November.
And you want to keep the same day of the week and the same time?
I believe your rules of procedure require the first Wednesday of every month, and so we're doing that to the extent possible. And I think we have this room reserved except for one meeting. I'm not sure about that, but...
June 14th is a Friday, just so everyone knows.
We probably weren't looking at the proper year, and I've been known to do that. Apologize for that.
Okay, so that would be a change to the resolution when we get there. So questions to my left?
The 14th of June is probably the availability. This board chamber would not be available on the second Wednesday because of our budget.
Yeah, that's correct. So that is correct. Staff just informed me.
Okay, so from the sounds of it, that would be a change to the date, so which we could do by this resolution, correct?
I mean, these are the dates.
These would be the dates.
As long as the cancellation provision is not voided on this.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, and actually, that was going to be my question. Go ahead.
Want to meet in a different place?
No, it will be. No, I'm saying the dates in this resolution are the dates that we can meet closest to the nominal second Wednesday, and subject to room availability. So these are when we're voting on.
If we attempted to hold it on the 12th, which would be the second Wednesday, we would be guaranteed to have no members of the Board of Supervisors joining us that day because they would be in budget hearings. Okay. So my only other question is, as Supervisor Gibson mentioned, we could cancel a meeting if necessary, right? If there's no necessary actions to be taken, this is basically an abundance of caution for the remainder of the year to have monthly meetings in the event that we do need them. So, okay, pretty good. And then, any other questions? With that, I'll go ahead and open this up to the public. See if any member of the public wants to move forward and speak on this item. Seeing no one's coming forward, I'll go ahead and close for action. And I will go ahead and add a caveat potentially for discussion is as board members, we do get stipends. So for our regularly scheduled meeting, so I would be willing to forego that stipend if it was so the policy of this board for the what we're now going to effectively be regular special meetings. So I don't know if that's a consideration for other board members, but I'd be willing to do that.
I'll move staff's recommendation with stipends for the extra meetings for those city colleagues and special districts.
Second.
Thank you, sir.
We have a motion and
I'm
a second.
I'm a politician, you know.
We have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? So with that, roll call, please.
Bruce Gibson.
Yes.
John Hammond.
Aye.
Debbie Arnold.
Yes.
Sheila Blake.
Yes.
Charles Borgo.
Yes.
Lynn Compton.
Yes.
Jeff Heller.
Yes.
Robert Enns.
Yes.
Aaron Gomez.
Yes.
Adam Hill. Keith Storton.
Yes.
Jeff Lee.
Yes. So that does pass. So that will take us through our regular business items. We do have another closed session in front of us. So if there's anyone who wants to speak prior to this closed session on the item on closed session, I'll first have Mr. Minery announce the closed session, please.
The board is adjourning to closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54957B1. This is public employment consideration of the appointment of the manager.
Any public comments? Seeing no one come forward, I'll go ahead and close that, and we will proceed into closed session. So once again, we will ask the members of the audience to depart the chambers, and we will have you come back for future agenda items and ultimately adjournment. So thank you. There we go. Thank you. Thank you, sir. I will bring us back into open session and appreciate the fact that the audience has allowed us to get your exercise on our behalf today. So with Mr. Minery, if you would report out of closed session, please.
Okay. The report out of closed session is the board voted by unanimous consent to grant the executive committee authority to extend Mr. Giancola's contract by 60-day increments rather than 30 as it had been.
Very good. Thank you for that report. So that closes our closed session item, which brings us to future agenda items. Are there any member comments and future agenda items? We'll start to my left. Mr. Hammond.
And I'll save this for later, but with regard to the comment made by Mr. Goodrow on tipping fees, and this is something I've talked about before, that this agency obviously brings in revenue to operate, but to what extent and how much is our general plan to do with that money, in other words. So I think once we get settled here as far as a new general manager and we have a strategic planning session. And then I think that's something I definitely want to get on the board to really figure out what is the cost to operate and what are we going to end up paying or the taxpayers are going to pay to make this thing work. And so I think we need to review that. It's been a long time, and I know that our reserves are getting pretty high. That's just something later. Thank you.
Okay. Are you getting any other questions or other comments to my left? Comments to my right?
I would just like to follow up on what Mr. Hammond said. I would like to bring it back. I don't know if it's in the future, but I completely agree. We need to look at that. So I don't know if we can put it on an agenda. I know we have to get through some other pressing things, but could we at least say come back in 6 months or something like that? Looking at something like that?
And perhaps as a general discussion, I think the tipping fee and revenues and so forth are all part of a discussion on the overall budget. And so perhaps
when did you say that was coming back?
The budget is due. You have two things. In May, you do budget and you do election.
So can we look at, is that part of the comprehensive budget? Can we look at that too?
The budget would be, I would propose to put in a number of items in the budget that probably haven't been there before. There are a number of operational items, and then there would be things. There would be things to look at, and one of the things you would look at is the revenue coming in and your reserves. That would definitely have to be part of the discussion.
So you're saying that with the information that you're proposing we put in the budget, with that information we'll have enough to be able to ascertain if our tipping fees are too high or not?
That's correct. What you typically would want to do would be a strategic plan first and then the budget. In this particular case, you're not going to be able to do it that way because you've got to do budget statutorily. So you'll do a budget first, and I'll put placeholder items in with a kind of guess, and then you would have a strategic plan, and then you would look to amend that budget, or you'd look to move monies around.
So I don't need to make a motion today then to...
You're giving staff direction. I put it on the board directive log in terms of making sure that the reserves are part of any future budget discussion.
Thank you.
And our next meeting is April 10th?
Our next meeting would be April 10th.
Okay.
Okay. Any other... Board discussion, board items?
I was just interested in that too, Mike. Would it make any sense to bring, and what especially caught my ear is that if we changed the tipping fee and rolled back the IWMA fee, it would incentivize more recycling and so forth, and that kind of caught my ear. So would it be impractical to try to have a discussion on this at the April 10th meeting so that in May when we come to the budget we might have that more understanding, or just wait till after the budget?
It would be more difficult. I think it's better to just understand that you have to approve a budget from a statutory standpoint, so we do that. You're not going to have enough time to really get into and do what you really kind of want to do.
Okay.
Now, I can put some stuff in again. I can put some things in there, like some examples. I could put some, well, you already have revenue and then you have some reserves, right?
Right.
So the revenue is three parts. There's the two that Mr. Goodrow and the tipping fees. So you have to look at your cost, and that we'll get into that.
Okay.
And then you would look at your reserves, and then you'd look at how you could effectively use your reserves. And we did things in Orange County where we issued, for instance, grants to cities or county unincorporated areas for coastal cleanups, for drainage, so on and so forth. The CRV thing is completely being, there's all this money at the state level, they won't release it. So you might be able to work with a couple of strategic grocery stores to, allow some CRV, which would increase
maybe
recycling.
Perhaps that starts to kind of get into Mr. John Cola's ideas about what he can start to put into the budget for our discussion as part of that. So I think the context that Mike is bringing here is appropriate to have at the budget discussions, if everyone's okay with that.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm very supportive of Mr. Hammond's idea as far as we need the strategic plan in place before we start to get into the nuances of that process. So I'd prefer to see it with the new manager coming on board, because it's really going to be under their purview of changing all of these things, with obviously the input from Mr. Giancola to him and that transfer of information.
So I think everybody can be fully expecting that there is going to be a line item in this year's budget for strategic planning. That seems to be a consensus that we have. So amongst the other contextual items that Mike's discussing. So any other board comments? Any other future agenda items anyone wants to talk about? If not, we are adjourned until April 10th. Okay.
Good.